Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and as always, I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced about this day. This day is the Lord's day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm telling you, I am so excited about the growth of the podcast, and I want to say thank you so much for listening in and being a partner with us. And matter of fact, I do want to remind you to please share these podcasts with others. Bless others, and let this message continue to grow. Well, I've been dealing with this series, You Have Everything You Need Within You. And again, I want you to become present to that. You have everything you need within you. God is not outside of us. We don't have to go look or search near and far, but God lives inside of each and every one of us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the full presence of God. The fullness of all that God is lives within you. And it's important for us to become very present to this idea and this notion to know that, the same power that created the heavens and the earth, that hung the stars and the moon and did all of that, lives also in you. That same power that also resurrected Jesus from the grave lives inside of you through the Holy Spirit. See, that's what we are talking about in the series, that the power of God is resident within you. Now, of course, we have to access it. First of all, we have to know. The Bible is very clear that my people perish. God says this. My people perish for lack of knowledge, of not knowing. And so that's why I'm continuing to go over these lessons and share. You know, I tell you all the time that my chief aim is to empower and to equip you that you can live the life you desire and you deserve. Because God, you are God's child, and he wants you to have his highest and his best. Now, today I'm talking about enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Some people say, enthusiasm, I didn't even know that was a spiritual concept. Yes, it is a spiritual concept. The word in Greek, matter of fact, means to be God-inspired. You, when you were enthused, you are God-inspired. It's not just simply an emotion, but it's to be God-inspired. Enthusiasm. Matter of fact, many writers have talked about the importance of enthusiasm in the whole success equation. And they say that, you know, you've got to be animated. You have to be excited. You have to have zeal. Matter of fact, Jesus even operated out of zeal. Matter of fact, in John chapter 2, verse 17, as the disciples remembered that the zeal of the Lord had consumed him. And what's that idea of zeal? Zeal was to be enthused, to be God-inspired, but that zeal was excitement. It was a passion for the things of God. And even that word rejoice, as we do our hermeneutics on the word and breaking it down. To rejoice is like a word picture. It's to leap and to spin wildly. Folks, we are supposed to be excited about the things of God. Matter of fact, that's why I talk about I'm psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced. Because why? I am enthused about what God is doing. And I'm not talking about just some emotionalism. Some, you know, a lot of times people get caught up in emotionalism and they jump and they shout. It's like, okay, great and fine. And then they don't accomplish anything. Your enthusiasm should drive you to action. Your enthusiasm should drive you to manifesting God's fullness. Manifesting God's fullness. Manifesting and being enthused about your purpose, your destiny. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this word because, you know, folks, we live in an age, in a day where I mean, I see preachers of the gospel, and I'm not being overly critical here. But let's talk about it. I mean, you know, they're not enthused. I mean, sure, they come out and they preach, and, oh, people holler, and they shout, and they jump. Folks, that's not enthusiasm. That's emotionalism. We're talking about being God-inspired to action, God-inspired to transforming and changing the world. Don't tell me that you're enthused and nobody joins your church. Don't tell me you're enthused and nobody walks down an aisle. Don't tell me you are enthused and no one makes a commitment and there's no transformation and nothing looks like Jesus. Because when I'm enthused, it drives me to action. It drives me to do the things of God. When the disciples saw Jesus and saw his passion, they said, oh, yes, that's right. He is consumed. He is consumed by the zeal of the Lord. Because look at what he's doing. He's healing the sick. He's raising the dead. He's setting at liberty those that are captives. He's doing the work and the will of the Father. It is a priority in his life, and they see the action of that. Folks, my enthusiasm drives me to action. It drives me to action. Enthusiasm, I believe, is at best rooted within passion. Passion. And you've got to ask yourself, are you passionate about the things of God? Oh, yeah. See, when I'm passionate about it, I don't need anybody to prompt me about praying. I don't need anybody to prompt me about reading the Word of God. Well, God understands my heart. Let me go there. It's not about God understanding your heart. It's about you understanding God's heart. You know, and when you've got passion, you wake up early in the morning. You go to bed late at night. When you've got passion, you do whatever it takes to manifest the fullness of all that God is. Folks, I'm talking about enthusiasm today. You know, nothing that has ever been accomplished in terms of life has not been accomplished without enthusiasm. You know, you can't do the impossible. You can't do truly manifest the fullness of the kingdom without it. And so everything in this society that has been done as a result of enthusiasm. Well, it's just not my personality. I'm not that. I'm just middle of the road. Oh, you are, huh? You know, but when you're excited about the things you're excited about, you get excited. You have enthusiasm, don't you? Don't tell me. Let your husband or your wife touch you, right? Come on. Let there be your favorite movie, your favorite show or something. There is something that moves you to enthusiasm. And my friend, all I'm sharing is that the things of God ought to be moving you also to enthusiasm, but more than just simply an excitement, it moves you to action in your life. So I'm telling you, I am so excited. I'm so enthused about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is doing in my ministry right now, and I'm sharing some things about enthusiasm. Folks, this year, 2019, I am going to be needing you to become a partner with what we are doing. You talk about enthused, you talk about transformation. Folks, God is doing truly a new thing, and I am needing you. I'm going to talk more about this. I'm going to do just a whole segment upon the vision that God has given. God has renewed my vision. I mean, I used to talk about it a lot. People used to call me crazy. And I believe that, if you want to have a vision, it ought to be big. It ought to be huge. It should be something that's done in a lifetime. It's something in several lifetimes. It's something that a legacy should be given and it should be left. And I'm telling you, boy, I am on fire about this. And I am ready to go forth with it. And I need partners with me to help me fulfill this. Phase one will be in the Philadelphia area for phase one. And I'm going to be talking about the facility, talk about the various programs that we are gearing up to be able to do. And that's going to be also simultaneously doing some things also in the Washington, D.C. area, but I am needing your support. So go to krlm.org. That's the website. And go ahead and become a faith partner with me now, today. And let us start on this journey enthused about the things of God, enthused about what God is working and doing in our lives as we build the kingdom of God. All right, so go check it out, krlm.org. And listen, my time is running, but I tell you, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. But before I go, hey, get excited. Be enthused. Remember, enthusiasm is to be God-inspired with action, okay? Go out and do the impossible. All right? Bye now.